This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And the risk of these vaccines that have now been given to literally billions of people in the sense of global use of the vaccine is really quite safe.
So we know myocarditis with COVID is very rare. And then with the vaccines, there was an explosion of myocarditis, thousands of cases reported in the CDC, fatal cases, paper by Holscher and colleagues, I'm the senior author, shows autopsy-proven fatal cases of myocarditis never happened with COVID. So Fauci, again, is misleading the public, trying to downplay COVID vaccine myocarditis. It's a killer.
In a new letter, Oversight Committee Republican Brad Wenstrup claims that, quote, information provided suggests that Dr. Fauci was escorted into Central Intelligence Agency headquarters without a record of entry and participated in the analysis to influence the agency's review of the origins of COVID-19.
Congressional subpoenas and documents that have come in as they dig into gain of function in the COVID response and myocarditis and blood clots and infertility, that has come out that Fauci quarterbacked and commanded with the Rockefeller Foundation and the Carnegie Endowment, via the CIA, the worldwide disinformation response, that COVID didn't come out of the lab, and then later that the shots worked, and then quarterbacking censorship through the intelligence agencies of the world, and then through big tech. Now, this is coming out in Congress, and it's a big, big deal that they specifically knew that it was causing massive heart attacks, blood clots, strokes, myocarditis.
Double vaxxed, booster, flu shot, and I'm going to be honest, I have the shingle shot too. Never got COVID. Clearly, Jesus loves me the most. Seriously. So nice. So nice.
And that half of those that develop this type of myocarditis would be dead within 10 years, most of them within five, and they had these meetings.
Yeah, well, this is a situation where the whistleblower actually came to us. This whistleblower works at the CIA, was a high-level employee there, had been there for many years. He reached out to our intelligence committee in the House of Representatives, and then he also reached out to the Select Subcommittee on the Coronavirus Pandemic. The CIA put together a team called the COVID Discovery Team, and this team consisted of seven people with scientific backgrounds. Six of the seven, at the end of the day, came forward and they said with some confidence that they felt that COVID originated from a lab in China. That lead person felt that it came from nature. What he is alleging is that also with some monetary compensation, their minds were changed, if you will, and they went from leaning towards the lab, but coming out and saying that the CIA was unable to determine where this came from. The big question in all this comes to is why? Why would this take place at all?
We were actually trading China advanced biotechnology for access to collect intelligence on their bioweapons laboratory. Including Dr. Peter Daszak telling me that he's working with the CIA.
What is the... So Dr. Peter Daszak was working with the CIA. Is that what you just said?
Correct.
And even people in the CIA, and this is coming out, said this is illegal, what we're doing. Now, look, people don't seem to care when I tell you about something after it happens. But if you're a new viewer, I've probably said in the last 3.5 years that the CIA is running all this for the Carnegie and Rockefeller Foundation about 2,000 times, conservatively. Fauci's above the CIA. He's a Ford Foundation, Carnegie, Rockefeller Foundation, eugenics leader. Those are the top foundations that put the people through college, put them in their foundations, then put them in regulatory agencies, then put them back in the foundations, and then start putting them in big pharma. That's why all of the FDA board members are former board members or presidents or heads of the board of Pfizer, Moderna, J&J, Bayer, AstraZeneca. I mean, every damn one of them. But the people at the Rockefeller Foundation and the Carnegie Endowment level, they know what's going on. Remember I told you decades ago the Carnegie Endowment's at the top of the pyramid? And the rich people got together about 120 years ago, 125 years ago, and they said, let's take over society, take over medicine, set up a world government that slowly poison everybody to death. And Hitler was like a false start for them, or a spinoff. It was like a trailer that didn't get the full season. But we're now experiencing the full production now, the fancy, slick, covert camouflage. We have not had this many of our best-selling products back in stock in years because of supply chain breakdowns and all the rest of the stuff that's going on. And these are game-changing products. Just like our information is game-changing, these products are incredible. And I'm personally glad that these are now back in stock. All three of the InfoWars Platinum flagship products that have been sold out for months are now back in stock, but a very limited run because we only had a budget to get 3,000 or 4,000 bottles of each one of these. I think we've got 4,000 bottles of the HGH Max Boost that people love so much. We've got about 4,000 bottles of 1776 Testosterone Boost that just came in. And we've got about 3,000 bottles of Pain MD. Incredible natural pain reliever situation. All three of these are back in stock, and they're incredible, and they fund our operation at InfoWarsStore.com.
Lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to our number two of this Tuesday emergency broadcast, October 3rd, 2023. All right, let's dive right into what is coming up in the next 3 hours. Now that we have 3 hours left, not four, we've completed the first hour. We have Professor Darren Beatty joining us, who is right in the middle of this whole Elon Musk situation. NBC News reporting what was Musk's strategy for Twitter, and it was to defeat the New World Order and the globalists. That's coming out in the emails, and they think that it's Professor Beatty that he was talking to because it was Professor Beatty's article that was being shared with Musk, and Beatty has had no comment on that. But I can tell you behind the scenes, what I told you months ago, Musk is now fully anti-New World Order and fully anti-globalist, and Alex Jones 2.0, that's what he tells his lawyers, his friends. He lives right here in Austin, and I'm going to leave it at that. My close friends go out to dinner with him, go to his house, go to his factory, hang out with him late at night, and they told me, I told you this months ago, they say Musk is more hardcore than you. He starts ranting. He's totally pissed off because his oldest firstborn son is getting ready to have his genitals cut off. He doesn't like being involved in World War III. The feds are messing with him. And if it's an act, it's a really good act because he's doing a bunch of stuff that's hurting him. And I know about the brain chips and the driverless cars and all that. I'm not saying Musk is perfect. Far from it. But they are legitimately coming after him with a bunch of criminal investigations. The same group that sued me is suing him. Professor Darren Beatty will be joining us the first 30 minutes of the third hour. Then I'll get into other news and right into the fourth as well. But before I hit the big Tucker Carlson, Jack Posobiec, Alex Jones prediction that there's a very good chance, I'm saying it's definitive, that they're going to remove Trump and Biden by hook or crook. We'll have two completely different nominees, and that's being prepared. You can see it if you're politically savvy. Or they may just completely cancel the election. And I concur with Posobiec and with Carlson, who are both very smart men, amongst the smartest out there. And I concur with them. And it's not a horn toot to say that I've been saying this before them. They come to their own decisions and their own analysis. So that's coming up first here in a moment. The over-the-top video of Trump saying, I would sure like a jury, but I guess I don't get one. I think it's very unfair I don't have a jury, close quote. And then the news, Trump's already lost his case. Like that's a good thing that a judge did that. What happened to Giuliani? Judge said he was guilty before he went to trial. Well, they're doing this everywhere, folks. You understand, in Georgia, they indicted him for a tweet saying the election was stolen and saying illegal aliens voted. They did. The state found thousands did. Trump's judge, we could call him that, is in a video saying, I disregard juries when I'm emotional, and I don't need juries. That clip's coming up. I mean, come on, folks. This is over the top. Biden claims Elon Musk X has made it so Americans have no notion what news is or not. No, your incessant lying has discredited you. We'll also get into the incredible, there's so many footage of this, but the government helping and aiding people with kidnapped children, in many cases that are drugged to unconsciousness, many of them die. I've got a stack of articles admitting that the drugging is killing a bunch of them, including babies. But that's okay. It's liberal. Also, we've got more and more politicians from Illinois, New Mexico, California, New York, Michigan, calling for the UN to occupy the U.S. Can't make that up. I have ABC News, NBC News, all on those. You read these headlines, and I have videos of it. Oh, and the UN to deal with abuse of police, or police being abused in Chicago. And guys, I know you printed them for me, and I know it's here. But I've got repeats of the activists and the police over and over again. What I need is the Chicago alderman calls for United Nations to intervene in Chicago. That's the article I want. I have the videos of the newscast, but I don't know if I'm going to have time to play the CBS and ABC newscast about we need UN troops here. Peacekeepers on the streets of Chicago. They don't just say this out of the air. They say it at speeches at the UN. They're normalizing. The UN's over your health care. The UN's over everything. So just type in Chicago alderman wants UN peacekeepers in Chicago. Just I want those articles. I'm sure it's here. I can't keep track of it anymore. And we've got a lot more as well. A lot more. It's official. All the appliances in your house to be banned by the Biden administration. And report California looking to restrict and then ban classic cars. We did a breakdown of it. California probes classic car owners amid zero emission zone. Says they're going to ban their cars. Can't make that up. So that's the stuff we got here. And I'll get to every bit of it before the broadcast ends. But I was about to hit the UN stuff, and I don't know how I got the same article four times. So just get that for me. And we've got it, or I can just send it to you. It's fine. But I'm going to take a break right now. I'm a little upset. Not at the crew, not anybody. I just, when you start talking about World War III, and it's already happening, it's not an act when I say that I'm so upset I can't continue. Because if you don't think it's a big deal that they are openly smuggling children in and the U.S. government's running it, drugged out of their minds, then something's wrong with you. Because we're not stopping it. So that means we are guilty. Here's the headline, ABC News. Boykin asked the United Nations for help fighting Chicago violence. Asked for UN peacekeepers on the ground. He did it years ago. They've done it again. Thank you. That's coming up. And the reason I say I'm not ready to cover this Tucker Carlson thing yet is I got hundreds of points I want to make, and my brain clicks into a place where I can really give you the full import. And then I get so nauseated staring into the abyss that I am unable. It's like right. It's like a 2 days after your grandma dies, and you've gone to see her dead body and, you know, hugged her one more time and touched her face, or your grandfather, and then you can't talk about it for a couple of days. It's hundreds of times worse because they were old. They had good lives. They believed in Christ. They're we'll see them on the other side. This is our whole world about to be destroyed and our children. And so it's hard to talk a few days after a family member dies about it because it's so upsetting. You don't feel like you should talk about it. It's so deep. You can't. It's so big. And that's a feeling I have all the time now where it's almost sick to have a talk show about this. Like people tune in and I see them all over the web saying, I tuned in and it's so scary. That guy's so evil. He's such a... Skip the break. He's so horrible. The terrible things he says to scare us. He's the bad man. You're blaming the messenger. That's why I played that RFK Jr. clip on C-SPAN yesterday, where the woman calls in and says, how dare you claim 5G?
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my health today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Idiot, you're a traitor, blah, blah, blah. And I didn't respond. She goes, why won't you respond? Why won't you respond? Why won't you say something back? And I went, because I'm against cruelty to animals. And she goes, what's that mean? And I said, I think sheep are wonderful creatures.
Yeah, I had that on video.
Oh, I'm having a little fun. See, what I'm doing here is I'm dodging the nuclear war talk. Because I really believe there's a 60% chance there'll be a major nuclear war in the next 12 months. You know, that's the road we're going. It's like if you're driving on a road that ends at a cliff, and the cliff's 10 miles away, you can look at your watch, and you're going 60 miles an hour, and you know in so many minutes you're going to run off the edge of that cliff. So right now we're driving towards a cliff, and we can look at our watch and say, my watch is broken, it's at the shop. Can we kind of change direction here? Maybe go somewhere else? And that's really my frustration. We're smart enough to not destroy civilization. I know the globalists want control of civilization, and there's too many of us, and they can shut off civilization and then make us do whatever they say to get resources, and they'll get control for the greater good. But they're the ones destabilizing everything. We supposedly set up the League of Nations to stop the war, to end all wars, not have another one. Then we had World War II. Then we got the UN. We got to have world government to stop nuclear war. We're told after World War II. And the very people doing that are handing out nuclear weapons like hotcakes. Like lollipops at the barbershop or the dentist. Remember you get your haircut at the barbershop and your kid, they give you a dum-dum, little lollipop. They're handing out nuclear weapons plans and bioweapons plans like they're handing out speeding tickets to the Indy 500. And I just sit back and just go, that's... And then they're the ones, though. Oh, you don't pay all your income taxes to the private Federal Reserve. Why, we're going to take your house and throw you in jail because we're the mighty good government. We're going to take care of everybody. We know what to do. Yeah, they brought me another headline here. Yeah, it's up on Infowars.com. Chicago County Commissioner calls for UN troops on the streets. But, you know, it's everything's fine. So here's what I'm going to do. Because it makes me happy. I'm going to stop, pull myself together here. See, in the old days, I start yelling and screaming. But it takes too much of my energy. When I yell and scream and get mad on air, I'm exhausted after the show. And I got to work till about 7 or 8 tonight to get everything done. And I'll have plenty of energy as long as I don't blow up. So I'm not going to blow up. Even though it's entertaining and funny and cute, I'm not going to do a Tasmanian devil right here. Meet Yosemite Sam.
I hate rabbits. I hate globalists.
Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to air a couple of videos. And then I'm going to do what I said I'm going to do. I am going to cover the World War III scenario and the canceling of the election scenario, and I'm going to play these clips of Tucker Carlson and Jack Posobiec. In fact, that's the videos I'm going to play right now. Play the Tucker Carlson first. It's about 5 minutes long. And then we'll go to break, come back with Jack Posobiec, and then I will give you my analysis and my report that gives me a migraine headache. Because I really believe this, and I really see this, and this is horrible. And I don't like thinking there's a 60% chance they're going to rain down ICBM, MIRV, multiple reentry warheads on top of my ass where I live in one of the main targets. And I've got courage, and I know my spirit goes on. And I know if my family gets killed, I'll meet them on the other side. But I still don't like it. And so... this isn't just something we just flippantly talk about. I think that's what it is. It's so horrible that I have trouble saying it because I believe it. And you notice in my 29 years on air, 95% of what I say happens. But we don't have to go down this road. It's like a 5-minute clip. We got 4 minutes to break. Let's start with a clip. We'll come back and finish Carlson. Here it is.
So they've done everything they can by legal means, which are, in fact, extra legal means, if we're being totally honest, completely third world stuff, to take the opponent out of the race, and they're still losing. So, I mean, I don't know what's going to happen. This is not going to be a race between Joe Biden and Donald Trump. I would bet my beloved fishing camp in Maine that that is not going to happen. That's not going to happen. So what will happen? Well, I don't know. One of like 400 distinct other possibilities? I mean, I just can't even, you know, pick one. By the way, if it's Gavin Newsom, we all should be very, very concerned. That guy's scary, and I mean it. I mean it, scary. Yeah, but that's a whole separate conversation. But the point is, this will be forced. These issues will be forced soon, like in a year. And the road from here to November of 2024 is going to be filled with developments nobody in this room could foresee. I can promise you that. So it's about to get very serious, for sure. It's, you know, it's only leadership of the world at stake, which is also, by the way, we now know, the most lucrative possible political franchise in human history. So everything's at stake. What wouldn't they do? What haven't they done? What might they do next? Let your imagination run wild. So the question, the only one that you can answer is, how will you prepare yourself for that? And because that really is the only question. And I mean, I just my answers to that in my own life, I'll tell you what I think. One, be a little bit more serious. You know, like, take this seriously. Much as you want to retreat and pretend everything is fine, sit down. It's not fine. Okay? Two, you know, maybe if you look across at the people you despise, the small group of people running this country, it is small. It does not represent most people in America. It doesn't represent anything close to a majority at all. Again, just to restate, Donald Trump, who is hated as a blood enemy by over 40% of the population and who's been attacked in ways that no political figure has ever been attacked in the West, is beating the incumbent president, okay? I'm not sure that's entirely an endorsement of Trump. To some extent it is, and his empathy, that's real. But it's also a sign of revulsion, deep dissatisfaction with what we're doing. So most people are not on board with this. But the people who are responsible for it are the most dishonest.
Let's go to break and come back. Back it up. That's what I said. It's nausea. I mean, I have revulsion. It's not hate. It's beyond that. It is revulsion. These people are revolting. A couple times when I worked for a large animal vet, he would go on vacation. He'd say, "Hey, you're going to work at this ranch for the next week." And one time, he'd had some cows that got sick, died of something. Five or six of them rotting. They'd been dead about a week. And it was my job to tie a chain to them with a tractor and take them into a ditch and then use the scoop on the front, the bulldozer, to bury them. What I was told to do. And let me tell you something. When you're tying chains on the legs of big rotting cows and maggots are coming out everywhere, and then a possum comes out of the ass of one of them, I saw that happen. I saw a possum come crawling out of the ass of a dead cow. You vomit. And you're ordered to do it. You're tough Texan out there on the ranch. You do it. That is a one on a scale. My revulsion for Chuck E. Schumer and Hillary Clinton is a 5,000. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Don't lie down and take it. Spread the word about this broadcast. Pray for this broadcast. Support other broadcasts, please. And please financially support us at InfoWarsStore.com. Only way we operate is your funding. You are the InfoWar. You're the reason we're here. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and empower yourself and your immune system and your body and your health and your vitality with a trifecta sale, 40% off, with DNA Force Plus finally back in stock, Body's Ultimate Tumor Formula finally back in stock, and Real Red Pill finally back in stock. It's been a year since all three have been back in stock together. There's no excuse not to get them. They're so amazing together. 40% off right now when you get all three together, or 25% off individually. The trifecta sale. right now at InfoWarsStore.com. The only way we fail is you don't take action. This will enrich and empower your life, and it keeps us on the air. So if you want us to keep fighting in the face of these attacks, we can't do it without you. Plus, these are great products you need. That is a total win, a 360 win. The trifecta sale. Go now. InfoWarsStore.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You got it.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are a go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
So when you're dragging dead rotting cows around to bury them behind a tractor, and they've been rotting too long, a whole leg will pull out. You got a job to do. So you get off the tractor and you go back over. This time you tie it around its head. And then you get to see all the maggots and everything else. The stench is something just unimaginable. That's farm work, folks. That's what built this country. That's nothing. I'm not the toughest guy around. My dad wanted to toughen me up. I was kicked out of high school for a year. I'd already worked during the summers for that guy. He said, you're out of school for a year. You go down there, and they were a family friend. They took me on to kick my ass and teach me how to be a man. But the revulsion, and I only had to haul dead animals around 3 or 4 times in a year. Dead horse once, you name it. The revulsion to that, I don't tell that story to be gross. It's to give you a scale, is a 1. And looking at Chuck E. Schumer and Hillary Clinton and Marina Abramovich And John Podesta is a 10. And so Tucker Carlson talks about the revulsion of the people pushing us into the end of the world and nuclear war. That is the level of revulsion we should all have. These are revolting, disgusting, out of control people. And they're spiritually dead. And they're rotting corpses. That's what they are, living dead, zombies. The undead are contaminating our society. And they're in control right now of the institutions. So let's go back to Carlson, then we'll go to Jack Posobiec, basically saying the same thing. Then I'll give you my analysis.
And it is, and his empathy, that's real. But it's also a sign of revulsion, deep dissatisfaction with what we're doing. So most people are not on board with this. But the people who are responsible for it are the most dishonest, the most ruthless, the most anti-human group I've ever dealt with. And I spent 35 years living in Washington. I don't even recognize these people and what they're doing. I really don't. It's so dark. They're doing things that can't even, on an academic level, conceivably help the United States or the population that lives here. Letting in 7 million people from the poorest countries in the world illegally and then immediately putting them all on public benefits? I mean, that right there will destroy the country. And they did that on purpose. So these are really, really dark people, the darkest. So I need to be the opposite of that. And I'm not a super good person. The last thing I would do is claim to be. But this is the moment to try a little harder to be a little bit better. This is not the moment to be drunk all the time. This is not the moment to tell lies. As they go lower, go higher. And there are many reasons for this. And one is spiritual. Let's be totally honest. I do think this is a spiritual battle. There's no political explanation for it whatsoever. But one other reason is for the way that you feel about yourself. When you're honest, you are proud of yourself. When you're honest, you are strong. When you lie, you become weak. That is true. Tell a lie, you become weak. Why do you lie? Because you're hiding something. Because you believe that the people around you knew what you really thought or said or did, they would think less of you. That diminishes you. Your power ebbs when you lie. Tell the truth. Live.
We're going to play more of the speech coming up after Professor Darren Beatty leaves us with a big Elon Musk news. Well, the start of the next hour. But let's go ahead now and get to Jack Posobiec a few weeks on the show. Basically, he's predicting the same thing.
I think it's worse than people realize, because I know you, and you've done fantastic reporting on the reintroduction of COVID, this push to reintroduce COVID lockdowns, Jill Biden coming out today and saying that she has tested positive. You directly predicted through your TSA whistleblower that mid-September, and here we are, September 5, that these introductions would begin to take place. However, Tucker Carlson also floated a new idea, and that is, could they possibly push for full-scale war with Russia, a hot war with Russia, to essentially claim war powers? And we've already seen the normalization of this in Ukraine, where Ukraine has said, we will not hold elections because we are at wartime. Is that potentially setting the stage to normalize the idea of even the United States not being able to hold elections because we're in a hot war with Russia? Alex, the way I'm looking at things, that's exactly the way the dominoes are falling right now. They follow a direct chain between the indictment of Trump, the attempts to remove Trump from the ballot, going after key Trump lieutenants, the trial of Bannon, Peter Navarro goes on trial today, the impeachment of Ken Paxton down in Texas is going on today, the Freedom Truckers, that's going on trial today. We are seeing full spectrum legal warfare from the overstate, from the regime on the forces of populism today. And it's setting the stage so that any of these high level dissidents, any powerful dissidents, whether they've gone after you, Alex, it's whether they've gone after me, so many others, Charlie Kirk, the reason that they're doing this is so that any voice of dissent will be taken out before this potentiality can come to pass. And if we let it gain critical mass, then they will absolutely institute a hot war with Russia. And I tweeted this last week, and I got a lot of pushback on it from the neocons in D.C., because not only would they want to go to a war with Russia for all those reasons, but at the same time, who are the people most likely to go and serve, even if there was a draft or the volunteers? It would be people that are more likely to be conservative, more likely to be libertarian, more likely to be Trump supporters, more likely to be dissidents. They're going to be sending you guys all over to fight in Russia.
And it really hasn't hit the news in the West, but I saw it a few days ago and confirmed it. Ukraine is now drafting women into frontline combat, fighting to the last Ukrainian. Now, I want to play a short clip of Klaus Schwab, and I'll give you my breakdown, the latest info from my perspective. And we really should just open the phone calls up on World War III and canceled elections, or removing Trump and Biden one way or the other and putting up new puppets, who they'll be. You see the move. You see the deep state targeting Biden now to try to make him step down, targeting Trump, try to make him back down. I mean, it's just, it's not a question of is Tucker Carlson and Jack Posobiec right. It's a guaranteed. It's just exactly who are they planning to bring in? How are they planning to get rid of Trump and Biden? Because Biden thinks he's the president and he was installed there, but he and Jill are not backing down. So this is just crazy town. And you see that with evil groups at the top. They're always fighting with each other. They're always double-crossing each other historically over and over again, whether it was the Nazis and the Russians in World War II, or whether it was the Caesars in Rome, humans are the same. We do the same stuff over and over again. We just have bigger, more destructive weapons to kill everybody now. That's the big game changer. So here's Schwab, Klaus Schwab, who's just the mouthpiece of the New World Order. They say, who died and made him the boss? Well, he's the globalist front man. He and Gates and a few others. They're top generals in this. They're actually the guys running things. They don't own it, like the BlackRock shareholders at the top, but they're the ones managing it. They're in charge. They're the imperial legates, as they're called, acting as the emperor. And they have committees right down to just committees of 10 at the very top. That's confirmed. They have a committee of 300 that goes back 300 plus years. In England, the 300 years old doesn't have anything to do with the 300. It goes back to the British East India Company and a committee of 300. And that model of roundtable groups, what the CFR is, the Royal Institute of International Affairs. Look these things up. When I tell you something, look, write it down, look it up, and you'll be blown away. Okay? I'm not just spouting names and things here to sound proficient in politics and geopolitics and culture and anthropology and psychology and sociology and spirituality and mathematics and economic systems and things. I'm studying a full spectrum of it. So here's Schwab. What a profound statement. With this high priest saying the future is not human. The human era is over. It gets more intense every day. The human era is over. I mean, Hitler just said, I'm going to kill certain groups. That was terrible. No, they're like, the human era is over. You're all done. Well, Klaus Schwab says, America won't be a superpower. There won't be any really nations anymore. It'll all be run by the stakeholders. That means the big, most powerful bankers, the biggest families. They're taking full...
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
That, let's just go ahead and do it. And so that's the decision that has been made. So they can use the escalating Russia war in the next year. We're a year out, 13 months from the election, as the political crisis to bring in the permanent control and the new currency system like they did after World War II. Or they can do a cyber attack, claim the Russians did it, which they've been pre-programming and preparing the public for, claiming Russia works with Trump supporters, we're about to knock the power out, preposterous. And that's all over the news. That's an FBI memo. They can release a new virus. They can do all three. They've got so many horrible scenarios that they've got warmed up and ready and are already pre-programming in the public's mind. So when they roll out the official story to blame who they want, the public subconsciously remembers it and accepts that because they've already been prepped for it. But regardless of the World War III scenario that we're already in but is accelerating towards nuclear war, you have the clear get Michelle Obama, a.k.a. Big Mike, ready, get Gavin Newsom ready, all the pressure on Biden to make him step down, everybody, all the Democrats telling him step down, all of the news telling him step down, Democrats resigning, telling him to step down. He still doesn't do it. Trump won't back down. He's 20 points ahead of Biden. 60 points in the Republican field he gets. All the other candidates get about 40. They're on this course. They've decided to do this. So how are they going to remove Trump? Well, these cases aren't going to get him in jail by the time he gets elected. He can pardon himself from federal, not local. But then he's going to go after these people. They know that. They've said that. So what's left? Assassination. They may poison his food. You know, so he won't eat any of the food that's prepared around him. He'll send a random person who doesn't even know where they're going or he'll use someone to order on an app 50 McDonald's meals. And then he'll walk up randomly and grab one. And I can confirm people that are very close. He does that because he believes he's been hit with stuff several times. And he's as tough as a bull. So, will they poison him and just say he had a heart attack? Will they blow his airplane up? They're going to remove Biden and Trump if they get away with it, if they can. They're not all powerful, one way or another. And they're getting more and more frantic. They're getting more and more desperate. They're getting more and more crazy. And they already have all these emergencies, anti-gun emergencies, environmental emergencies, and border emergencies they've created. They think you have no memory. So they say, come here. Get the clip ready of Hochul in New York, you know, 2 years ago saying, come here, the border's open, come to New York, we want you. Now, no, don't come here, go to red states, we need you to vote vote Democrat there. So they break the border, they tell you come here, the UN organizes it with the WEF, they set it up, they have lockdowns to make them come here, because they're starving to death, they get here. And they fully politically weaponize them. And then now they say, oh, no, we don't want people here because it's causing such a landslide and a full political realignment. California, I told you this years ago. Now Trump says it. It's true. You see the numbers. California is 65% Republican. New York, 65% Republican. Michigan, 65%, 70% Republican. Wisconsin. Minnesota. But Republicans learn that they're being cheated, so they stop voting. Then they got dead people and folks out of state and illegals to vote. So they've got this pool because Republicans don't go out and vote because they know it's a scam. But if it's a giant landslide, they don't have enough dead people and enough people out of state who they've stolen their identity through the full Facebook scam, that database with the hundreds of millions they spent on it. They run out of bullets. That's why, oh, look, Beto's winning in Texas till they run out and suddenly the Republicans win. Same thing in Florida. So they're deathly afraid because there's such a massive political realignment of Democrats leaving in droves, where if the Democrats are going to lose in the real election by 60 points or 70 points, Trump's 20 points ahead of Biden. And that's in their skewed polls. So now Trump has a super majority. They can't beat that. And it's the same everywhere. And Republicans haven't figured that out yet. So Republicans all go out and vote. They'll have to do what they did in Arizona, remember, where at all the key Republican precincts that vote like 80% Republican, they gave them ballots that were 2 inches too short on record and wouldn't feed. So they all malfunctioned and had to be sent to a central tabulation center. And then it gets lost in the wash that they found, well, those were actually Trump votes. Trump should win. The judges say, no, we don't care. Or in the case of Pennsylvania or Michigan, oh, you have UPS drivers and USPS drivers that go on record saying, I wonder what this was. And it was suspicious. All these boxes, I opened it. It was all votes for Biden. Because they had a deal with local Republicans that went along. We won't get rid of you. It was all Biden and Senate races. That's what they decided to steal. So you open up, there's like 30 boxes or more, and you open them. It's all for Biden, and it's all for the Democrat senators. And you call the FBI, and they come and threaten you. That's all come out. Then they red herring us saying, oh, it's computer hacking. Oh, it's an Italian satellite. Oh, it's the Israelis. And it's all right there in front of you. But they still had to have all those ballots with somebody's name that died or moved out of state with the Facebook database. And then they fill them out at a warehouse out of state. And they ship it right in. And then it's broken up by the thousands of mules that go put 10, 20, 30, 40 ballots per post office box. Per post office, you know, blue drop off. Mailbox, mailer box, and that's how you do it. But you can only do that if Trump's only winning by 5 points, which he did. The numbers show it. But if Trump's winning by 10 or 15 or 20, they don't have a prayer in hell. And that's why they're hitting the panic button saying he's going to win. He's unstoppable. We don't know what to do. We've got to stop him. That's why they don't care how crazy they look or how corrupt they look, because the whole thing is out of the open. We're going to go to break and come back with Professor Darren Beatty with huge Elon Musk news on a whole bunch of fronts. Same group that sued me when the kangaroo operation is suing Elon Musk. But let me talk about funding this operation. Tomorrow is the last day to get the Trifecta Pack, DNA Force Plus, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, and Real Red Pill Plus that do incredible things for your body, your immune system, your cardiovascular system to clean you out, your mitochondria, all of it. You need all three products. You can get them 40% off together or 25% off individually. Infowarstore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion has been sold out for a long time. All the vitamins, all the minerals, all the key amino acids. Everybody should be taking this. It gives you the platform, the basis you need so all the other great things can work and the food you eat can work. If you don't have all the essentials, it goes nowhere. That's back in stock. And all of the great InfoWars Platinum products, HGH Max Boost, 1776 Testosterone Boost, Pain MD, all three private labeled number one national bestsellers that the big firm that puts them out with top ratings lets us private label them. They're back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. They're amazing. It'll make your life a lot better, in my view, in my experience, and it funds the operation. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com. But here's the big announcement. This book became a number one New York Times bestseller, was number one in the USA Today and Wall Street Journal poll of sales. It's number one for like a week. A lot of them went out, woke a lot of people up, funded our operation. The Great Reset and the War for the World is excellent. This is even more powerful, The Great Awakening, Defeating the Globalist and Launching the Next Great Renaissance, Alex Jones. Four by Stephen K. Bannon. You need to read this book, ladies and gentlemen. You need to give it to friends and family. This thing gets into the AI, the New World Order, the Satanism, the pedophilia, the globalist plan for you and your family, and how to counter them and the Renaissance system we should offer instead of the dystopia, you will eat the bugs system. It's all footnoted, all documented, all fact-checked, all extremely informative. This is a must-read, and Steve Bannon's introduction is amazing. Ken Heckenlively helped do the research and vet it. He did a great job. You need to get this book at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, we can't ship it. It's in stock right now. We can't ship it till the 20th. But we'll have your order. We need the funds. It's a great book. You can get a signed copy at InfoWarsStore.com. That's a fundraiser copy to keep us on air. I want to thank those that got the last book signed. We're doing a limited number of these because I got totally exhausted last time trying to sign thousands and thousands of these. So we're going to have more limited signed copies on these. If you want one, it's available at InfoWarsStore.com, or just get the regular unsigned book. Maybe get a signed book for yourself. Maybe get a unsigned for friends and family. Get a copy. Give it to your sheriff. Give it to your local leaders. Give it to your mayor. Get the new book at InfoWarsStore.com, The Great Awakening.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.